Bernard Gallagher, name synonymous with golfing success. When it comes to Ryder Cup, McCarty, Gallagher's name's got to be out there, isn't it?
Certainly so. Absolutely legend. Captain, legend. Obviously, yeah. I think 8 Ryder Cups, very much synonymous with the great, as obviously Seve Ballesteros was, Bernard Gallagher certainly is as well.
Well, he's in town next week. That's the good news. He'll be here as of Thursday. He's here for the entire Dubai World Tour Championship throughout the weekend. But on Thursday, he's going to be giving, for the first time here in the UAE, the Bernard Gallagher Ryder Cup speech, sponsored by Barclays. It's a speech he's done around the world to huge ovation as well. Very inspirational about his times in the Ryder Cup, about his time as a player, about his time as a captain. If you'd like to be part of this, then you can contact the Venn Group, the organisers, on 050-559-3235, or you can email them, bookings@venngroup.org. Tickets can be purchased, 550 dirhams per person. The event is next Thursday at the Grand Hyatt here in Dubai, and it will feature the one and only Bernard Gallagher. 8 Ryder Cups, captained the European team on 3 further occasions. He's here to entertain golf fans and sports fans in general next week with an engaging, light-hearted insider's view from Mr. Ryder Cup himself. They'll also be doing a question and answer session, and we'll be raising money for the Seve Ballesteros Foundation as well. I caught up with him a little earlier on. Apologies in advance. It wasn't the greatest of phone lines as he was waiting to get out of Spain on an early flight ahead of yet another general strike. But this is what Bernard had to say. Firstly, about this year's phenomenal Ryder Cup victory.
This for me was the best Ryder Cup of all time. It had absolutely everything. It had huge crowds, 46,000 people sell out every day. And you can imagine that type of crowd condensed into only 2 or 3 matches. And then when a match is won or lost, all the crowd moves on to the next match. The atmosphere was absolutely electric. And the Americans stormed the first 2 days. And, you know, it didn't look great for the team, even though the team were playing very well. And then you'd have to say that also Holding Leo Szabo had a master stroke when he split up Gray McDowell and McIlroy and put in Koka with Rory McIlroy. And Koka's putt on the Saturday afternoon lifted the team morale, gave them a bit of belief and gave them, turned around the matches, to be honest. It was absolutely fantastic. It was great to be there.
As you said, you were there. You've hung out with a number of the young players on tour at the moment, many of which, and the whole of the European team, will be in town for the season-ending DP World Tour Championship event. Great news is that you'll also be here for an event on the eve of that. This is, of course, the culmination of the race to Dubai, which in effect is done and dusted after Rory McIlroy's finish a little earlier on this week, a couple of days ago. Rory McIlroy, top of the standings in America, over in Europe, so much achieved on such young shoulders. I mean, how good could Rory be?
Well, I mean, he's a fantastic player, and although he's won it, I mean, the Race to Dubai event is still a very important event for the European Tour, and there's still a lot of money to be won down there, so the players will be really trying hard. Rory McIlroy, the sky's the limit as far as I'm concerned. He takes it in seriously and he stride everything that's thrown at him. I mean, at the Ryder Cup, he almost didn't make his tee off time, but, you know, he came up to the course late and just had a few stretches and went off and played Keegan Bradley. It was as if there was no panic at all. He's, first of all, an outstanding player. And not only did he win a couple of majors, but he's won them in style, and, you know, 8 strokes he's winning the USPGA by, and also the US Open. You can't really speak too highly, and, you know, I'm sure he'll keep his feet on the ground and he'll go on, and I don't think he's trying to emulate Tiger. I don't think he's trying to beat Jack Nicklaus's record. I just think he's started trying to, the majors, that's his goal, and so far he's halfway there. And I'm really, really impressed. During the Ryder Cup, I did walk around. I was working for BBC Radio on the golf course, and I did get the chance to walk around his matches a few times with his father and his mother, and they're really nice, down-to-earth people. What all the hard, all their life to give them this chance, and, you know, Rory's not going to let them down, so sky's the limit.
You mentioned earlier on, Bernard, that there is so much still to play for with these this culminating event for the Race to Dubai, the DP World Tour Championship event, which gets underway on the 22nd, the 23rd of the month here in the UAE. It's one of the signature events on what is becoming an extensive calendar of world-class tour events. There's also the MENA Tour developing down here at the moment. What's your sort of take, a man that travels around the world, experiencing golf, playing golf courses, talking to golf industry experts? What's the potential for golf in Dubai, golf in the UAE, and golf across the whole of the Middle East?
But the European Tour, which is actually based in London, as you know, it's based at Yanker, it's got to spread its wings even further. And the Middle East is an absolute perfect place for European Tour to start its season off and end its season as well. It's ending, of course, with this important group Dubai next week. But also, it heralds the start of the European Tour. They call it the Middle East Swing. That's when they come down and play Abu Dhabi, Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain. And these are very important part of the world and important tournaments. The courses are absolutely fantastic. Big crowds there. And, you know, the European Tour isn't just about players landing, playing golf and going home again. They're about developing the game as well. They realise that they want to develop the game in these countries and introduce young boys and girls to golf. I think that's important too. So they're looking upon playing in the Middle East and other countries as well. That's twofold. Trying to give their members opportunities to play golf in good weather, but also help them to develop the sport in these respective countries.
Bernard, we're looking forward to the event itself, and the icing on the cake is news that you yourself personally will be here in town on the first day of the event, and the evening of that on Thursday the 22nd of November you'll be entertaining golfers, business people, sports aficionados with the Bernard Gallagher Ryder Cup speech dinner, brought to you sponsored by Barclays, which a lot of people are looking forward to out here. Just give us a quick overview, if you can, of what we can expect from you, Bernard, on the 22nd.
Well, I've been invited down to speak to a group of business people, sport enthusiasts, and it's going to be a very light-hearted after-dinner speech. It's about my experiences both as a player and a captain. And also, I'll definitely have to touch on the diamond. As I said earlier, that was the most exciting Ryder Cup I've ever been to. So I've got a lot of anecdotal stories to tell about my time and the players I've played against, Jack Nicklaus, Lee Trevino, players like that, and then our captain. But it's like a different operation when you're captain. On the one hand, when you're a player, you just really think about your own game, but when you're a captain, you've got to think about the players and the team. You're concerned about partnerships and pairings. You're worried about the tactics of where to play these players, where the Americans play their team. And so it's quite a bit involved in being a captain. I would just like to share that experience with the people there in next Thursday evening.
Bernard Gallagher there, Ryder Cup legend, in Dubai next Thursday for the Bernard Gallagher Ryder Cup speech dinner sponsored by Barclays. If you'd like to be there at the Grand Hyatt next Thursday, 550 dirhams will get you there. All you have to do is contact the Venn Group. Go to their website, venngroup.org. Send them an email, bookings@venngroup.org, or give them a call on 050-559-3235. We'll put those details and links up on our Facebook page as well if you'd like to find out more. And go and meet the great man for yourself and ask him a question. He'll be here in town next week.